You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Dr. Norris Weir, inviting you to get on board the Caribbean Gospel Train every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. The Caribbean Gospel Train for the ride of your life.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
He said, "I don't want you to only know the person that you're praying to, but I want you to understand the position of the one that you were praying to. Our Father, which art in heaven." Somebody shout, "He's up in heaven." He's in heaven. He's way up. He's in heaven. Isaiah 66:1 says this: "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool." Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What does that mean? That means that everything is under him. He's above it all, amen? Everything to do with your life is under him. It's under his rule. It's under his reign. The Bible declares that he is God above all and through all. I mean, that covers everything. He's above it. Come on, somebody, amen? God is above, if God's above me, then how many know that means he can see everything going on in my life from a bird's eye view? He can look down and see everything from the beginning to the end and from the end to the beginning. He knows who I'm going to encounter, who I'm going to talk to, where I'm going before I ever get there, before I get up and go to bed at night. He knows where I'm at because he sees it all from above, amen? I'm not praying to a God who is not intimately acquainted with me and intimately involved in my life. He's involved in my life. He cares about me. He loves me. He adores me. He watches over me. God knows what he's up to and what's going on with me today. Amen. And he is above all the circumstances of my life. If I have a bad day, that means heaven's not having a bad day. If somebody yelled at me, it didn't offend God. If somebody tried to take me out, God's still above it all. Come on, somebody. It don't affect him the way it affects me. That's why he can have influence in my circumstances. That's why I can lean on him by faith when it feels like I can't get through it on my own. I can lay hold of the power of heaven and hang on by faith and press through because he's above it all. Hallelujah. He's above it. Somebody shout, "He's above it all." Our Father who art in heaven. Who art in heaven. Praise the Lord. The writer of the Old Testament says he rides on the circles of the earth. Psalm 67 says he rides on the dust clouds. Everybody shout, "Dust clouds." You know what that is, dust clouds? That's when the children of Israel come up out of Egypt and went through the Red Sea and got into the desert. 2 million people walking through the desert. How many know they were stirring up some dust, baby? If you were in the group of the first 100 or so, it wasn't too bad. But if you were in the last 100 of the 2 million, then how many of you know you was walking through some dust? He was above it all. He was riding up on the dust cloud, seeing everything going on, making a way where there seemed to be no way. Hallelujah. You say, I can't see anything going on around me. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen when I go to court. I don't know what's going to happen with my child support. I don't know what's going to happen with my kids in school. I'm here to tell you, baby, he's above it all. And he sees and knows all. That means when you pray, your voice comes right through the dust cloud and all the mess of your life. He hears you. He sees you. Hallelujah. The psalmist is teaching people about the nature of God. In Psalms 121, he says, I will lift my eyes up to the hills from which my help comes. My help comes from the Lord. Somebody shout, look up. Sometimes you just got to quit walking around like this. Sometimes you got to look up. Hallelujah. He's above it all. We spend too much time fixated on the problem rather than looking up. In Psalms 3, he says, he is the glory and the lifter of my head. Because how many know that's what the enemy of your life wants you to do? He wants to keep your eyes focused on everything going wrong in your life. Keep your eyes focused on everything that's messed up. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. But God comes in like he did today when he comes in the middle of our worship service, in the midst of this thing. And he says, listen, lift up your eyes to the Lord, your spiritual eyes. Everybody say spiritual eyes. Lift up your spiritual eyes to the Lord. Please don't be going down I-95 like this. I love you, Lord. Don't do that and go 80. Okay? I got to quantify that before you leave church today. Pastor, I was just going home looking up to the Lord, and next thing I know, I was in a ditch. I think I helped somebody right there. Look at that. Our Father who art in heaven. Number four, our Father which art in heaven, and watch this, and the praise. I mean, the praise is the secret access to what we're praying for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. Listen, if you don't get anything else today, just get a hold of this. Praise is an usher. Just like when the usher catches you at the door and they help you get to your seat, that's what praise does. It just kind of ushers you into the presence of God. Hallowed be thy name. It ushers you into the presence of God and ushers God right into you. Come on, amen. You say, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. In Psalms chapter 22, verse 3, it says, thou art holy, O God, thou who art enthroned in the praises of your people. Thou art holy, O God. Watch this. Who are enthroned? The old King James says it like this. Thou who inhabits the praises of your people. And watch this. When praises get lifted, God's presence begins to get ushered into the place where praise is. He begins to flood an area. He begins to flood an atmosphere with his presence. Amen. You say, well, I just thought you said God rides above it all. He's on the circles of the earth and above the dead. God's everywhere. God's omnipresent. God's everywhere. David did say that. He said, there's nowhere I can go where I can't find God. I can go to the highest heights of heaven and God's there. I can go to the lowest parts of earth and God is there. Everywhere I go, that's where God is. Amen. But listen, watch this. God may be everywhere, but God is not manifesting everywhere. God's presence may be all-encompassing. He might be omnipresent, but his manifestation, the visible expression of who he is not manifesting everywhere all the time. Amen? But when praise or acknowledgement of who he is begins to get lifted up in the house, come on, God said, I come and sit my throne right in the midst of all of that praise. I just begin to sit it right down in the middle of all of your worship and all of your praise. Hallowed be thy name. I'm right there. I'll be right there in the middle of it. That's why some of you ought to spend a little bit less time cussing when something goes wrong and a lot more time praising. Because when you cuss, you ain't inviting anybody into your situation but the one you don't want there. Because all the devil's going to do when he shows up with your situation is just agree with how bad it is. Nobody loves me. You're right. Nobody loves you. Everybody hates me. You're right. Everybody hates you. But if you begin to lift up, hallowed be thy name, then God shows up. And then you don't have to agree with what's going on with your situation. You begin to agree with what heaven says about your situation. And the blessing and the power and the favor of God begins to get released in your situation. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
From the Lord, when you think life is so hard, don't worry. Be happy, be happy. In every life you have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy.
Ooh, 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 insignificant, a whisper in the wind. Sometimes you think nobody knows your name, but there's somebody watching over you, and he knows everything you're going through. He sees every single tear, he feels everything you're feeling. He wants to hold you close and dry your eyes. Oh, your heart is what he hears, and the world just hears you crying. No matter what the pain, he cares about every single. Hardest thing to find when you're like a heart without a home. You don't have to face this hurt alone, 'cause he sees every single tear, he feels everything you're feeling. He wants to hold you close and dry your eyes. Oh, your heart is what he hears, when the world just hears you crying. No matter what the pain, he cares about every single tear. God adorns the lilies of the cares for every sparrow in the sky. How much more is he aware of your sorrow and despair? How much does he care about your life? He sees every single tear, he feels everything you're feeling. He wants to hold you close and dry your eyes. Oh, your heart is what he hears, when the world just hears you crying. No matter what the pain, he cares about every single tear. He feels everything you're feeling.
Incredible, indescribable, infinite love, indestructible, indivisible, inconceivable is your greatness and love. Water to quench my dying thirst.